Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Man Who Invented Motion Pictures, a true tale of obsession, murder, and the movies, by Paul Fisher, read by Emily Ellett. For Crosby, and for all those who continue to believe in the power of a bright screen in a dark room, and in memory of Jacques Pafond, without whom this story could not have been told. Author's note. There are two typical histories of the birth of the cinema. To the French, the brothers Auguste and Louis Lumière invented the movies one legendary night in December 1895, when they held the first ever commercial showing of a motion picture in the basement of the Grand Café on Paris's Boulevard des Capucines. This was the evening, as the story goes, on which Parisians, still lethargic from their Christmas feasts, were sent shrieking out of the screening room by the Lumière's Arrivée d'un train en gare de la Ciotat, in which a locomotive charges straight at the audience, and the evening on which men whose last names would become famous, Gaumont, Pathé, Méliès, realized that this would be the medium to make their fortunes. The aptly named Lumière brothers are emblems of French national pride, lionized in history books and the collective consciousness. After all, it is their invention, the cinématographe, that gives the entire medium its name. In the United States, it is another mythical figure of the 19th century who is credited with originating the next century's defining medium, Thomas Edison. Celebrated by his countrymen in his own day as the Wizard of Menlo Park, first sold tickets to view moving pictures in a peep show device, the kinetoscope, in 1894. Edison, the self-made working-class genius from the Midwest, is as foundational to the modern American self-identity as the Lumières are to the French. Edison, he of the telegraph, the phonograph, and the light bulb. Edison, whose 1,000 patents and partial deafness and pithy quotes, "I've not failed, I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. Opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work," have become the stuff of legend. This is the person, American schoolchildren learn, who came up with the movies. His kinetoscope was the first machine on which motion pictures, a series of still photographs captured by a single lens, then shown at sufficient speed to create the illusion of motion.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?